The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
For the fifth attempt now, y'all, the cruise of a lifetime continues. Y'all, we are in Lisboa, L-I-S-B-O-A, which is how we say Lisbon in Mexican. And y'all, even though you're hearing this on the 14th of September, it is actually, when we're recording, is the 10th. So y'all, we've just crossed over onto the second half of the cruise of a lifetime and the vacation of patience, I think is what we're going to end up calling it by the time it's all over with. Poor Big Party! But y'all, today we are going to go back. The last time we talked, we were in La Rochelle, France. So, y'all, we're going to catch you up on what's happened in France, in Bilbao, Spain, La Coruña, Spain, and our first day here in Lisboa. Big Valley, we love a Lisboa, especially with our decorative print.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2513 of the UFO for Thursday, the 14th of September, 2017. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Big Betty, that was kind of a half-ass audience you got there. Yeah, well, the other half is asleep. Hello, halfwayers. Big Betty, hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, I'm pleased. I'm pleased to report, but you know this by now, that I was able to Betty, you can't talk. That's one thing. I was able to upload Tuesday and Wednesday little shows, because we had inner tubes. Where was it we had inner tubes? Bilbao, wasn't it? Yeah, I think so. Okay. By the way, y'all, we're very low energy today. Low energy, because it's just Durwood. Granny and Big Dick couldn't be bothered to be here for the little show. And to be quite honest, Durwood's here only because he's sharing a room with me. But and y'all, he's laying on the bed. Wait a minute. Big Dick has pulled out his aerosol suntan lotion, and y'all, he's wearing a little banana boat hammock. Betty, we don't need any more details. But anyway, y'all, last time we talked, we were in La Rochelle, France, y'all, we had to take a shuttle bus into La Rochelle, but it was really one of my favorite ports so far. If you could come over this way, Durwood, because laying on the bed going, I agree, just doesn't do a lot with the micro hoist. So
they're starting to run together.
Oh, they are? What are?
These shows.
Well, that's why we have to do them a little more often. Oh, by the way, y'all, I'm staying with Durwood with an E. He has the bubonic epizootic, and is passing it around. Y'all, he's about half a fingernail away from being quarantined, is all I can say. Big fatty quarantine to the dick deck, maybe. Anyway, hello. Anyway, La Rochelle, what did you think of La Rochelle?
It was a nice walking area. You're able to leisurely stroll around.
It was. It was very French.
Yes.
With cafes along the sidewalk. Mm. And what else stood out for you? Okay, great. Excuse me, I was taking a drink of water. I love that it was truly a seaport, and you had the fresh mist of the water coming in over you with that lovely smell. Mm-hmm. Big Betty, anything's better than that smell coming out of you. And we have anything to? Oh, Big Dick and I went to a little cafe. Because they had the free Wi-Fi there, and I checked the Twitty, and we checked up on the Big Brother app, sorry to see not so much Raven and Cowboy Jason. Excuse me, I was just vomiting again from too much breakfast. Kicked out last week on the Big Brother app. There, that's what I needed to do. But we
had wine,
huh? Tell us about y'all. Granny and Durwood wanted to go ride the Ferris wheel, and so they went and did that. And I think Granny about made you shat yourself, didn't he?
Yeah, he started moving around. That little thing started wiggling back and forth. I don't like wiggle up.
And by that little thing started wiggling around you, what exactly do you mean?
The gondola.
Oh, the gondola. I thought it was something else, that little thing that started. Anyway, but then y'all went and went to a little French cafe.
And had a couple glasses of wine.
Uh-huh.
We had a whole bottle of wine, and we decided to bring two more bottles back with us. How about that?
I think that's lovely. And y'all, they have not been so generous as to open them while we've been on the cruise. But anyway, that's okay. what else? I just love La Rochelle. I thought it was lovely. Y'all, that was the port where a lot of people went into Bordeaux. But I think if you went into Bordeaux, you sure didn't miss out on a quaint little French city.
Right.
So it didn't feel touristy to me.
No, it just felt like everybody was having lunch.
Yes.
We went through all lunch.
Exactly. And we left La Rochelle, and y'all, we went to Bilboa, Spain, Mexico. And y'all, it was a nice little town that we docked in. It was like, what was it, Gotex or Kotex or something like that? I don't remember, but it was the port of Bilboa. And once again, we had to take a shuttle into the town, and I'm trying to remember what Bilboa was like. What did we do in Bilboa? We just kind of walked around, didn't we? Found Granny some magnets. Granny's buying magnets in most every town, and when he goes through the X-ray machine on the way back, he forgets to bring them back to the room. So the staff here on the ship, they've got a lovely collection of magnets. Anything stand out in Bilboa? Okay, great. I don't think so either. And then, it was okay, but nothing.
Churches were.
Oh, we did go. Oh, that's where we walked along the canal. Or no, was that Bilboa? Or was that La Coruna?
No, that was Bilboa, because that's where the Guggenheim was at.
All right, Bilboa is where the Guggenheim was at. Y'all, by the way, are you watching Durwood's totally original Cruise of a Lifetime videos? Y'all, I cannot compliment his creativity. And if you're not, it's Durwood 812. Durwood 812 on the Twitty. Y'all go on there and watch his totally original. They're very short, but most informative, and y'all, they always put a pep in your step there at the end. But anyway, so Bilboa was nice with the churches and all. I do agree with that. And y'all, they had a beautiful theater. There, y'all. They were playing. What were they playing there? They were doing the Dirty Dancing and the Priscilla, Queen of the of Bilboa. But y'all, we did do some walking that day.
Yeah, we did.
And that's the one good thing about this is we're getting our steps in. Big Fetty, you don't even have one of those Bit Fits. I don't. y'all. Then it was off to La Coruna. Spain. Now, y'all, we did not have to take a shuttle to get to La Coruña.
That's right.
And it's a good thing because we'd been pissed because there really wasn't anything in La Coruña, was there?
Well, that's a massive square we went and took some pictures of in the hills and some of the...
Isn't that where we are now?
No.
Where are the hills? I don't remember the hills.
We had to walk the little streets and stuff back at the board. We got come upon that big, huge square. They were putting the platforms up.
Oh, right. Oh, yes, we did. That was more of a... that felt intimate.
Correct.
That town felt a little intimate. Mm-hmm. Big Fitty, that's where the beach was, too, wasn't
that
it?
Correct.
Right. Okay. La Coruña was okay too then.
Yes, it was.
I mean, y'all, we hadn't done any excursions or anything, but it's been
self excursions.
Well, you know, and y'all. By the way, our hearts and prayers go out to all of you being impacted by Irma, because y'all we're being kept abreast, big very a decup abreast of Hurricane Irma here on the TV machine on the ship. So
speaking of impacted,
yes. And by the way, I have I did release the first installment. Both Durwood and I, we both said at breakfast this morning, we both got about feel like a 5 pound bag full of 10 pounds of shit. but I've still got about 8 pounds in me, so oh, I just released. It was just almost a cork. So then after La Coruña, we arrived. Wait a minute. First of all, we got to back up because you know, y'all. This is Durwood's Virgin Atlantis cruise, and y'all, it was also his first time seeing Miss Richfield, 1981. Give us your first impressions of Miss Richfield, 1981.
Oh, big fatty with a wig.
Big fatty with a wig. Okay. You know, that's not bad. And y'all, if I get a chance, I'm going to see if Miss Richfield wants to come do a little show. But I don't plan on hearing that. So we had pictures made with Miss Richfield after bingo. Y'all, we didn't win shit in bingo, but what was the big prize? The snowball
prize?
$2,400 or something like that. Yeah. And y'all, Granny got down to one number left, and y'all, he got so excited, he stood up, and then someone yelled bingo just as he stood up, and I thought he was going to cry. Of course, he had four margaritas during bingo. So y'all, he probably had bingo long before the other person did, and just missed marking off a number because y'all he was sat there and he was just cackle. Y'all, it was almost like he was Mr. Cackle, almost like he was Mr. Cackle. Y'all, he'd forget part of the cards, and then he and Durwood were just sitting there. And Durwood, you were sitting by somebody from China that didn't know how to operate the Chinese bingo board.
Yeah, come from China, and he didn't know
But that's all right because Durwood was over there, and Durwood had a Cialis, and the more he had to teach the Chinaman how to do the bingo and slide the little things, the more the Cialis. Anyway, and y'all, then we arrived in Lisboa, where we are right now. We had an overnight stay here in Lisbon. Y'all, we got off the ship and walked over, and Granny and Durwood and Big Dick, they just walked right past the place where you bought the pass for the shuttle bus, and Big Fatty bought his pass for the shuttle bus, and then Granny had to come back inside because he had walked ahead of everybody else. He wanted to get the handouts on where the bathhouse was, and so then he had to come back through security and everything to get back on to go by the shuttle pass, and then y'all, we took the shuttle bus into one of the main squares in Lisbon, and y'all, they dropped us off near the Hard Rock Cafe and this giant statue that looked like a giant penis. Mm-hmm. And that's how we knew where we were supposed to get back on the ship. And y'all, then we went looking for the bathhouse because Granny, you know, he had gotten that leaflet, and there was no stopping him. He needed to know where it was. And y'all, we went exactly the wrong way, and walked about 15 miles uphill And then we had to come. These two nice ladies stopped and asked us if we needed help, and you know, we obviously did. I mean, with our elderly travel companion who couldn't get up to come be with us on this program. But anyway, we finally found a more correct route, and y'all, we went up this staircase and this hill, y'all, these sidewalks here, if it was raining, you'd slip and bust your ass on these sidewalks. They're so slick. They're slick when they're
stone. They're like limestone.
I mean, but wouldn't you think you'd slide?
I would.
And y'all, we got up to one little area, and Granny just said, "I can't go any further. Just can't go any further." So you and Granny went and found an elevator that didn't work.
That's correct.
But that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. And Big Dick and I, we wandered around. We finally found the street we needed to find, and we went exactly the wrong direction on it. And but we found the bathhouse, and then Granny decided he didn't want to go. But anyway, y'all, we came back to the ship, and we stopped, and we had a little bit of inner tubes there before we got back on the ship. Complimentary inner tubes. Of course, you had to give them your phone number and your e-letter address, and you had to agree to the terms of service that said we can send you spam for the rest of your life. And anyway, it was nice knowing you. Then it's right now, it's Sunday. We are docked in port until 4 p.m. in the afternoon, and then we have the drenched party or soaked?
Soaked party.
Soaked or drenched or something like that. Y'all, they're going, the people up on the upper deck of the pool deck there's going to be moisture raining down upon the ones down below, we think. And they say, don't bring your cameras and cell phones.
One of those parties.
Huh?
Oh, it's going to be one of those parties.
Yeah, so I think Toppy would really enjoy this party. It's code yellow, I believe.
Yellow.
Big video vulgar. no, it's. I think they're probably going to have squirt guns and water cannons or something like that. Or maybe they'll just get some big fat person to jump into the pool and do a cannonball. Anyway,
Ain't no Granny was asked for that.
Right, no, he's okay. Durwood, I believe, on Saturday night, rather than going back into town, they were having some sort of hootenanny at one of the local dance bars. Durwood, how was Deck 16, as they call it?
Oh, that hootenanny.
No, not that hootenanny, but the one in town was a hootenanny. How was your hootenanny on Deck 16?
Oh, it was very profitable.
Profitable, okay. anyway, evidently there was some sort of tonsil exam.
Can we say mayonnaise?
There was some mayonnaise. There was a mayonnaise dispenser involved, and needless to say, Durwood came back with a smile on his face and sticky. Y'all, there's the time. Y'all, hopefully that caught you all up, so y'all, from here we head off to Cadiz and go see the Barber of Seville, and then it's Malaga and Valencia, where we're going to get some oranges, I think, before we get off. Big Fatty Durwood's already gotten off. Well, I meant the ship. Before we get off in Barcelona and have 3 days there, and if we hadn't killed each other by the end of that. So, anyway, y'all, hope you're enjoying all this. It'll all continue well into next week. And y'all, Charleston avoided Irma. Big Fatty, thank hydrogen for that. Yes, there's plenty of other big old blowhards going on.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.